It must be hard to take, Lee, I guess.
It's never nice to concede late. It was a disappointing result at home in a game where we felt if we was at our best we could win. I thought at times we played okay today and at times we were pretty poor. Showed our naivety, really. But we have to move on, and sometimes you get games like that. We've got to respect them because they've come, they've done a job, they've wasted a lot of time, they've still had chances of their own, they've caught us on the break a couple of times, and we didn't quite have the sort of ingenuity to break them down.
Very messy goal to give away after 7 minutes, but you responded so well after that.
Yeah, we responded well, and we was passing the ball through the lines. We had quite a few shots from midfield, which was good. A lot of corners, keeper made a couple of great saves, and you felt that we should have just kept doing the same sort of thing and kept going on it and been patient. But people started to go a bit longer, and I had to decide, do I embrace it and obviously put the big man on and bring a wide man on, or do I change the shape and make it give us more angles? And I think you're sort of damned if you do, if you're damned if you don't. But obviously I'm disappointed, but we have to move on quickly.
Of course, that was the... It's a difficult decision to make with that substitution, the Crowley coming off, Hourihan coming off, and Smith coming on, and Harris coming on. Crowley before had, I mean, he played really well. He must be very pleased with what he'd done.
I was very, very pleased with him in an attacking sense, but in a defensive sense, not so pleased, because Liam Lawrence was sat in there on the, as a six, and a lot of their breaks were coming through him. Now, I just felt we needed to get two bodies in the box with the two strikers, because we went to try and win the game. Could have maybe put Dan Crowley out on the right, but Marley Watkins at the time was giving some giving a bit of terror to the left back, so it was a decision that we made. I don't think that affect the actual result, but it may have affected the actual passing lines.
You must have thought at half time, we keep doing what we're doing, you know, we'll win this game, because you finished very well in that first half, but the second half just didn't. You didn't pick up from where you left off, did you?
No, we didn't, and that's a disappointing thing. I think they were quite clever. They stung the game, killed it at the right time. They had a couple of injuries, and we need the flow to the game, and we are a team that need that flow. We didn't have it today, and we ended up resorting, really, to stuff that was just going to become frustrating for everybody to watch.
It's not excuses, but it's early days in the season. You've got a lot of players that are coming in, loan players as well. You've brought in more, you know, this week. It will, you know, you can't expect it to happen instantly, surely, can you?
No, you can't. Like I say, we have been up and down this year already. If it had been up, if it had been up today, it'd have been a good start. But we have to move on.
You were very unhappy about it. I'll give you a second to. I'm much the same. It's all that shouting at that fourth official, I think. Yeah. I mean, you were very upset about that penalty not being given in that when you were at 1-1 late in the game.
Yeah, I was very upset with that because it was a definite penalty. And I'm not going to focus on it too much, but there's contact in the box. He's come inside, he's dangled his leg, he's swept his back leg away, and it's a penalty. And the referee said that it was too easy, he went down too easy, but at the end of the day, what do you do when your back leg whipped away from you?
What do you learn from this, when you know, going on? Because at last you have a bit of time to work with them next week. Yeah. You don't have another game on Tuesday. Yeah.
I think you're learning all the time, aren't you? And I think that's the most important thing, that we have to keep learning. They're learning about themselves, we're learning about each other, they're learning about the partnerships. And like I say, we will hit a good run this year, I'm certain of it. I mean, we'd like it to come very quickly.